Hi, you're listening to Two Dumb Babies, an animated current events podcast by two comedians who only read headlines.
This week, we're talking about the failed Venezuela coup.
Is it coup or coup?
I don't know. Somebody tried to kill a president. How about that?
Somebody tried to kill a president? Was it at least ours?
Did you hear about the Venezuela coup?
Which one? There's a coup in Venezuela every few years.
I'm pretty sure that's just how they hold elections.
We keep calling them coups, but maybe we just don't understand their election process.
The only way to become president is to kill the previous president, which does explain the statue of Lyndon B. Johnson at their Capitol building.
Venezuela's process is less like actual voting and more like a royal rumble.
Yeah, last man standing gets to be president.
Last person left in the country.
Yeah, last person left in the country, and that's slowly becoming what Maduro's gonna be.
On May 3rd, Silvercorp USA, an American mercenary firm, invaded Venezuela to overthrow their drug-smuggling president, Nicolas Maduro.
Boom! USA!
No. That was Bad Boys 2. It looked more like this.
Are we at least the guys wearing shirts?
Well, we didn't have uniforms, so we just went shirts versus skins.
Even the wars in Venezuela look like a game of pickup soccer.
Why are they wearing surgical masks?
Well, I don't want to catch COVID. Bullets, on the other hand, I'm not really scared of.
Again, it's a uniform thing. They went ski masks, we went sick masks.
Silvercorp was quickly overwhelmed by the Venezuelan army and a group of angry fishermen.
Poder popular de los pescadores y pescadoras de Venezuela. Mi aplauso a los pescadores y pescadoras de la patria. Vigilantes y garantes.
Get your big poles, boys. We got a war to fight.
The military helped, but what really got them was the fishermen casting out lures shaped like Maduro. They were like, hey guys, he's in the water.
And there's a bunch of them. Everyone in the water. Silvercorp does sound like a fish.
A highly incompetent fish. So what the hell is in Venezuela and why should we care?
In March, Maduro was indicted by the U.S. on narco-terrorism charges.
Narcos theme. I can't remember what it goes like. You know what's funny? I was also thinking Law and Order.
Narcos.
The Department of Justice is announcing of a superseding indictment filed in the Southern District of New York against Nicolas Maduro for their involvement in narco-terrorism.
Man, I love this show.
The season 4 trailer looks great.
Oh, that's real life?
With the indictment, Maduro joins other famous narco-terrorists like the U.S. military and Walter White.
I am the one who knocks down the Twin Towers. That's Walter White as a regular terrorist. Maduro was indicted for selling weapons to Colombian paramilitary group, the FARC.
In exchange for Colombian gold. Cocaine, baby!
He saw Reagan do it and was like, why can't I? His plan was to then use it as a weapon against the United States by flooding the country with cocaine.
Decimating our economy with thousands of new t-shirt companies.
If you wanted to hurt the United States economy with drugs, you should burn down the opium fields in Afghanistan.
With the indictment, the U.S. has put a $15 million bounty out for the arrest of Maduro.
Dwarfing our bounty of $60 for Maduro, so sorry, everybody.
I didn't know you could still put bounties out on people.
Especially other countries' leaders. Like, I thought it was just bandits, not, like, presidents. Like, do you think they put an Amber Alert out for capturing Maduro? Like, hey somebody capture Maduro.
If Amber Alerts came with bounties, I bet more people would go after Amber Alerts.
Holy shit, that's a good idea. Hey, $200 if you find a red sedan going southbound on the I-15.
Especially right now. I just got an Amber Alert the other day. Everyone needs work.
How are bounty hunters? How has that not come back as a job in the fucking plague time? You know what I mean?
It probably is.
Man, I need a gun for work.
Yeah. No, I need it today.
Yeah, I need it today. Sorry, I got to go track down a man in the Indian country. You're like, hey, if you didn't know, America is all Indian country. I don't know if you've heard, Eric.
I don't know.
This is pretty much entirely a good one.
Yeah, we gave him land. We're like, here, the soil was too hard to dig into.
Hey, you know that land you gave us? We don't like it, so we're going to have yours instead. Is that cool? They're like, no. And they're like, well, it's too late. You should have said something sooner. We moved in. Sorry.
Yeah, really, this was like a time restraint thing.
We would have waited if you just told us.
You just told us you needed a few more weeks to think about it. $15 million. We'll probably get some of the best after him, right?
Well, I guess there's no credentials for wanting money. This is Silvercorp CEO and founder, Jordan Goudreau. Jordan Goudreau is an ex-Marine... Marine gay.
An ex-Marine gay. This is just... This is like drunk history now.
Yeah, an ex-Green Day commando.
He walked that lonely road.
He woke up when September ended. He is the American idiot.
That part's actually super
part's
correct.
Actually right.
Very accurate. He said a big inspiration for him was Blackwater.
You might remember Blackwater from their appearances at The Hague and other war crimes courts.
He's like, yeah, I want to start a company like that disgraced one who murdered all those civilians in the Middle East.
Did they at least get away with it?
Oh, no.
It's like, I want to be a great leader, like George W. Bush.
There's got to be some other leaders you can think of.
Nope. Now, mercenary firms are illegal, so it's important that the wording on your website is as vague as possible.
They claim to be effective in crisis leadership. Like, hey, you need a crisis? We start them like nobody else.
You haven't seen a crisis until you've seen a Silvercorp crisis.
Let us turn your national crisis into an international crisis.
You thought the Bay of Pigs was bad.
They have a quote at the bottom of their website that says, "The strongest people are not those who show strength in front of us, but those who win battles we know nothing about."
That's a quote from Jonathan Harnish, published erotica author.
Mercenaries are fans of anyone that uses their fists.
There's not that big a difference between torture and BDSM. 50 Shades of Grey is a Black Ops handbook.
Hasn't he ever heard of Tom Clancy? Or perhaps a general?
Here's the promo video from Silvercorp USA's website.
Is this a travel blog or a mercenary group?
This looks like the coolest gay conversion camp I've ever seen.
Definitely doesn't look like a security firm. At best, it looks like a military fantasy camp.
The only thing this video is missing is him holding the hand of whoever's filming, like in an Instagram video.
He's also the only employee in the video.
Why is he walking on a beach with a dog at the end? Is it like the president's dog?
After the Parkland shooting, Goudreau had a business idea, which should have been a red flag right there.
Goudreau followed the same line of thinking as the guy who made merch after 9/11.
His idea was to disguise armed soldiers as teachers to stop school shootings.
The kids are going to notice a bunch of ex-commandos walking around. They're going to be like, hey, why do we have 40 PE teachers now?
It sounds like you're just describing boot camp.
The parents of the students would all pay for it, all for the low price of $8.99 a month.
Goudreau said, the beauty of it is it's all for the price of a Netflix subscription. So it's really hard to argue with me about, well, it costs too much. You can't tell me that.
You can't tell me it's too expensive. You can only tell me that it's a stupid idea. That's the only argument that's valid.
I don't know a good idea, but I do know a good value.
Goudreau said about the program, the children wouldn't know who his guys are or that they're armed. Which is good. Never let children have the strategic upper hand.
That's one of Blackwater's most important tenets.
Goudreau envisioned a potential situation like this. He's just a cool shop teacher. Hey, what's up, fellas? I go sit down with the kid who's alone playing Dungeons & Dragons, and I just try to see whether there's any problems.
So he's just gonna go profile kids he thinks are nerds?
I think you need friends to play D&D.
He's just imagining the kids he bullied in high school.
Yeah, he's like, maybe, you know, he's playing Dungeons & Dragons. You know, maybe his name is Lou Lubert. Everyone calls him Lou Loser. Especially me. Mostly me.
We'll come in and talk to these kids and see what's wrong.
Are you talking about therapists?
Yeah, but like with guns.
They're interviewing the kids, like, yeah, sometimes, just feel like I'm not really seen by the other students. And the commander's like, that makes you angry, huh? That would make me angry. You should be angry.
Here, try this gun.
I kept this well hidden from all the other kids. They'll never know.
The school board, those idiots don't even know it's here. I had the parents pay for it.
Aren't guns we don't know about the problem with school shootings?
What we're gonna do is introduce the school to a lot more guns.
You know, weapons trainings.
He took that whole, like, we shouldn't arm teachers. Teachers don't know how to use guns to, like, what if we put in people who know how to use guns as teachers?
Yes. What if we made teachers soldiers and just got done away with teachers altogether?
The kids won't learn anything, but they'll be safe.
The Netflix school shooting thing obviously failed and his debt increased, so he took some work more appropriate for a mercenary.
Like working security at a concert, which actually pays $8.99 a month.
Guterres' plan to oust Maduro reportedly began when he provided security at a concert organized by British billionaire Richard Branson.
You know your mercenary work isn't going well when the guy next to you got the job because he wanted free tickets to the show.
I've worked security at a concert before, and I am a cartoon talking baby. The only idea I've ever had while working security at a concert was, man, I wonder if I can get on the stage.
What band was so terrible that he's like, man, we gotta invade Venezuela? This fucking sucks.
So Goudreau went from a Netflix subscription-style plan to stop school shootings to a plan to invade Venezuela. It's safe to say he was doing coke before he met any narco-terrorists.
He met with exiled general and good guy narco-terrorist Cliver Alcala and trained an army for the invasion.
Somehow, Goudreau got in touch with opposition leader and star of the 2019 Venezuelan coup, Juan Guaido, and his top advisor, Juan José Rendon, and sold them his invasion package for $213 million.
Which honestly, pretty fair for usurping a government.
Seems kind of low.
How is it cheaper to overthrow a real government than it is to make a movie about it?
I feel like the 13 was tacked on too to make it sound like he actually figured out the numbers and it's not random.
No, the 13 was bartered for. He's like, I'll give you $200 million. Goudreau's like, how about 250? And they're like, 210. <No. laughs> They got to 213.
That was negotiations.
Yeah, like Pawn Stars style. Ah, see? If I take $200 million, I'm not going to make any money on the uprising, so.
It's really the most important part of the uprising to me.
Yeah, it's the flip. I got to be able to flip this government for what it's worth. This is where things start to go bad. That's right. Almost immediately.
Goudreau was unable to show proof of his army, and Rendon pulled out.
Then Alcala, being a narco-terrorist, is arrested in the U.S. for narco-terrorism.
It turns out nobody has money for weapons in Venezuela, but everyone has cocaine.
Then, shortly before the attack, Colombian police seized $150,000 worth of weapons.
And finally, on May 1st, the Associated Press publishes an article detailing the plan to overthrow Maduro.
Now leaderless, weaponless, and without any funding or the element of surprise, on May 3rd, Goudreau says fuck it and goes for it anyway.
Charging in on anything that floats, Silvercorp is stopped almost immediately by anyone who was there, leaving 8 dead and 13 arrested.
Raising the minimum of what counts as an army to at least 22 people.
That was less of an army and more of a rugby team.
Now, we could have seen this coming, which is why the U.S. wanted nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with our government.
If we'd have been involved, it would have gone differently.
He's like, oh no, we had nothing to do with this. We would have murdered so many more people.
Do you see any dead kids under rubble killed by drone strikes? I don't think so. The U.S. clearly had nothing to do with this.
Rendon resigned over this like he had just been Me Too'd.
He just resigned? We arrested some of the Me Too people. I mean, I'm not saying it was a bad idea to arrest them, but maybe we also arrest this guy.
So who is responsible? We have quite a few suspects in the most ridiculous coup attempt ever attempted.
And attempted is the main word here.
Could it have been the U.S. government?
Come on. Why the hell wouldn't it be? We have a hit out on their president, and we're famous for ruining South America any chance we get.
Also, they've got drugs and oil.
Could it have been President Nicolas Maduro?
Good a time as any to stage an assassination.
That's Dictatorship 101.
This is Dictatorship 101.
I don't think I ever took that class. I only took in ethics.
I'm a self-taught dictator. Could it have been Juan Guaido? He is the opposition leader, and he has the most to gain if Maduro is ousted.
Yeah, he gets to live in that big fancy palace, and apparently has the option to withhold food from an entire country.
Man, they give those guys way too much power in Venezuela. Like, even if you don't do it, it's nice to know you can.
Could it have been Goudreau?
Well, I mean, yeah. Yeah, he definitely did it. He's recorded saying that he did it.
He tweeted at the president when the attack started saying that he did it. But maybe he acted alone.
He was heavily in debt to his ex-wife. He had delusions of being an action hero, and his friends have described him as not a red tape kind of guy, which is as good a reason to overthrow a government as I've ever heard.
Yeah, he's more of a yellow tape kind of guy. You know, like what you put around a crime scene.
That's the hardest part about the quarantine, I think, is that you don't have people around you saying, no, don't do this.
Yeah, that's what Goudreau needed, was a good friend.
Goudreau definitely lives alone. You can tell. There's no roommate, no girlfriend, no one to be like, hey, maybe you should rethink this whole invading Venezuela thing. He's like, no, I got a good idea, and there's no one allowed in my house to stop me. Well, to all our Venezuelan listeners, maybe next time, huh? There's always Colombia you can run to.
And you are. All right, guys. Well, till the next Venezuela coup, which is next month, I think.
Yeah, we'll see you next year for next year's Venezuela coup. All right. Later, guys.
Bye. Thank you guys for listening. You can follow the show at Two Dumb Babies on all social media. You can follow Eric at Eric J. Friedman and Willie at William F. Salmon. Please be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel where we drop the animated episodes, behind the scenes, and additional content. New episodes drop every Monday. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a comment on the podcast. We'll see you all on another episode of Two Dumb Babies. Bye-bye, dummies.